Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we finished verse 24 and are looking forward to beginning a new passage today.
The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today we are in Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 through 29. And the title of this section is A Preacher's Errand. A Preacher's Errand. Call your friends, ask them to listen in as well, and watch this ministry be a blessing to them, and they will be able to someday thank you for introducing them to a ministry that teaches the Word of God. Now also, let me encourage you to take down our address. Our announcer gives you our address at the conclusion of each day's program. And my friend, we want you to write us and let us know that you're listening. Perhaps you would want to have a CD of the entire message on Colossians 1, 25 through 29, A Preacher's Errand. And you can write us, and for get the $5, you can request a CD, and we will send that to you. We would need from you, of course, the title, A Preacher's Errand, the reference, Colossians 1, 25 through 29. We would like to know what radio station that you are hearing us from. Also, the date that you heard this message. And then also to write us and give us your address. If we don't have your address, we can't mail it back to you. So make sure you send your address with it. And we will get that to you as soon as possible. Now, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 25 through 29. Wherefore, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, do you realize the enormity of this treasure? We can go to the farms in the North Carolina mountains and find ceramic pots and jugs and old furniture that is solid walnut, things 100 years old just sitting in old barns. And some of those folks there see no value in them. Yet, if they went to an antique show, they may have things that are worth thousands of dollars. Some of these folks just aren't aware of the value. Now, something that saves me from death and gives me everlasting life, and when I say saves me from death, I mean saves me from hell and gives me everlasting life in heaven, is more valuable than a cure for cancer or AIDS. We sometimes have no awareness of the value of our salvation. And with that in mind, let us now consider verse 25 of Colossians 1. Paul says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Now, Paul says that he is made a minister. The Greek word for minister is the same as in verse 23. And in verse 23, Paul said that he was made a minister, and it's the Greek word diakonos. Now, we get our word and office of deacon from it. This word deacon described the kind of servant one was, and it actually meant errand runner. Now, I'm not making that up. It's verifiable in the Greek and in historical accounts of the time. But often in our Baptist churches, when we say errand runner for deacon, many people are offended. However, that is the truth. Jesus used the same word when the disciples had a dispute in Matthew 20:26. He said, "But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister." That is your diaconus. Paul says that he is a diaconus. He is God's errand runner. Now, what errand is Paul on? That is the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, he says in verse 25. Now, the Greek word for dispensation, and bear with me on this if you will, is the Greek word oikonomion. Broken down, it comes from the word oikos, which means house, and nomos, which means law. And so this Greek word for dispensation here has the idea of the law of the household. Therefore, this is referring to the administrating of the household. The word often is used as a stewardship or an economy. Now, in a nutshell, it speaks of a house steward who was given the responsibility of administering laws regulating the proper conduct of the affairs in the household for the master or for the owner, should we say. Now, of whose household is Paul a steward? Well, God's household. Who is the head of the church and has the final say-so? Is it the pastors? Is it the deacons? Is it the members, the people? No, it's none of these. It is God. Paul is as a sheriff. The sheriff does not set the speed limit. His charge is to enforce the speed limit. In talking of Christ, the gospel, and preaching, what is the errand that Paul runs for God to the local church and then oversees it? The Word of God. Let us see this responsibility on pastors today. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says this, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers." Okay, now here's the overseer, the pastor. What is his responsibility? It says, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, in that he purchased this with his own blood, this is very important to the Lord. And so, when he makes you an overseer, he gives you a charge. And the charge, in light of his shed blood for the church, is to feed the church of God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, we read this, "The elders," and that's referring to the office of pastor, "the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder." Peter is saying, I'm also a pastor and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now here's the instruction. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, Paul says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me." So here he is, he's saying, I preach the gospel, and woe if I don't. Three times in the book of John, in John chapter 21, the Lord Jesus gave Peter the charge, who is also called an elder, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, that is the pastor. And that charge was to feed my sheep. Three times he says in John 21 to Peter, feed my sheep or feed my lambs. And now here's Peter nearing the end of his life in 1 Peter 5 saying, pastors, feed the sheep. It was the instruction of Jesus, and it was the instruction that the apostles passed on down to the pastors of the churches through the ages. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, it says, let the elders that rule well be accounted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and in doctrine. Now, what is a pastor, according to that, to labor in? Word and doctrine. Now, he says they're worthy of double honor. Double honor actually means double pay. For example, if the average income in your church is $30,000, let's say that on your deacon board, the average income is $30,000 a year, then, and you have a pastor that labors in the word and doctrine and teaches it, preaches it, lives it, then my friend, he's worthy of double pay. He should be paid $60,000. Now, that is what it means. Now, that's not the emphasis, though, that I want you to get from there. The emphasis from that verse is that you want a pastor that labors in the word and doctrine, and he rules well. In other words, he preaches it, he teaches it, and sets it as a standard. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you. Well, who has the rule over you? Well, he says in the next phrase, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, that is, their lifestyle, their way of living. So he's saying, remember those that have the rule over you that have spoken to you the word of God. All right, so he's telling us who those people are. And that is your preachers, your teachers. Now, notice the verse 17 of Hebrews 13. He says, obey them that have the rule over you. Again, that's those that have spoken the word of God. And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now notice there, he is saying that, well, you obey them and submit yourself to them. Now we live in an American society, especially in a day where people don't like to submit themselves to anyone. And here, the member of the church is told to submit to the pastor in the church as the man of God. And it's the same idea of a wife being in submission to her husband. The pastor is an administrator of God's business as his errand runner. He is both a steward and a deacon. He brings the word of God to you. He brings the commandments of God to you. In that matter, he is a deacon. He is the deacon charged with overseeing the teaching of God's word and administrating the instructions of God to regulate proper conduct in the affairs of God's house. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
stands my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.